got a phone call recently from a business consultant who wanted me to help him produce a create a CD set that he could sell to his customer base. And he was looking for ideas, like what would the CD set actually be about? And he also going to turn it into an MP3 downloadable product as well. And I said, send me a photograph of each of the shelves on your bookcases. So he did that. And so when he came to see me, I could actually support him and actually help him find some great material. So this is what I would recommend for you if you want to create content for your site to help you get more business. And that's this. Take a look at your bookcases to remind yourself of what you know and also what you're interested in. Because often we forget what we know and what interests us. So when you look at your bookcase, you'll be reminded of that. So as you look along, notice patterns. What subject areas have you got more books on than others? And you can actually, if you want, start to order them in. So clubs to clump together the things that particularly interest you. And you might be particularly interested in, say, motivation, or you might be interested in business processes or marketing. You might be surprised that you have twice as many books on one area or three times as many books on one area than another area. And that can tell you something about your what goes on for you and what it really interests you. Now, if you actually open those books, you will find bits of advice that you may have highlighted. Even opening a book at random will actually remind you of certain things. And you can use that as a trigger for you to create content for your site. So let me give you an example. So a book that I love is this one. It's called A Joseph Campbell Companion. And it's all about Joseph Campbell's. I had the quotes from him. And Joseph Campbell was the inspiration behind the structure of the film Star Wars that George Lucas created. Because this guy was the leading world's leading expert on fables and myths from around the world. And Star Wars constructed around Joseph Campbell's model of what creates an ideal myth. So, one quote that jumped out for me was this one, which is a bit of advice given to a young Native American at the time of his initiation. As you go the way of life, you will see a great chasm. Jump. It is not as wide as you think. How about that? It is not as wide as you think. Now, that speaks to me. Might not to you, but it speaks to me. Now, I can take that quotation from this book and write about that for 100, 200, 300 words. And that would become a blog post or something that can go into a speech or into a PDF, maybe as a free ebook or a paid for ebook. Now, equally, I picked up at random, is this book, A Treasury of Quotes by Jim Rohn, who died not so long ago. And he has a very interesting, pertinent quote here, which I think is relevant to this conversation, which is, most homes valued at over $250,000 have a library. That should tell us something. That's interesting, isn't it? So, of course, that what's useful is that the quote backs up my point here, which is when we have resources around us, we can use them to produce content. And sometimes those are hidden resources we didn't even realise until we're made consciously aware of them. And another quote, which I think is very useful, is this one on page 96. Don't read a book and be a follower. Read a book and be a student. So be a student. In other words, don't just passively read a book and then when you finished it, put it down, then forget all about it. That we actively engage in the material. And one book where I did that was a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which has sold several million copies. You may have read it yourself. Now, I've read this a number of times, and the first time I read it, I just read it. But then I read it again and I thought, well, what do I agree with and where do I disagree? And there are a number of things in this book that I disagreed with. So what I did, I thought, well, actually, why don't I share that with people? So I put together a talk where I talked about the areas I agreed with Napoleon Hill and also a number of points that he makes in his book where I said, no, I disagree with that. And these are my reasons. And it's worth knowing, you may or may not know, that Napoleon Hill didn't end his life rich. He actually had limited resources towards the end of his life and needed a bit of help to help sustain him in his final years. And I think contributing to the reason why he didn't have a great deal of cash at the end of his life was that he missed a few points from his book. So I teach that. So you can see how when you, if you look through your books, you will have the same thing. They will remind you of events in your life that you can write about. There are stories that you can actually refer to. There are quotes that you can use. And once you start to write, it will spur you to do other things. So what I recommend you do is, before the end of today, go to your bookshelf, pick out one book that you like or dislike, pull it off the shelves, think what it is that you like or dislike that you feel you could share with somebody. And once you've thought it through, either record a video off the, on the spur of the moment as I'm doing with you now, or sit and write some words. And then you either post that onto your website, or you could just as easily send it to a friend of yours or your brother or sister or one of your colleagues, get their input, refine the text, and then post it up online and see what comments you get back. I believe doing things like that will make a significant impact on your business, and it'll enable your customers to get to know you, to enable you to like you even more than they do now, and they trust you in such a way that they think, this is the kind of person that I like to do business with, or I would like to continue to do business with. I hope that helps. My name is Christopher John Payne. Hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.